Hey OTB members, as we approach the Guinness Six Nations showdown of Ireland against France, OTB's own Brian O'Driscoll joins us for an exclusive event at the Open Gate Brewery. We're going to preview the big game, as well as look back on his last ever game for Ireland, which was against France 11 years ago. His former teammates Gordon Darcy and Devon Toner will also be along on the day, and this members-only show has a very limited number of free tickets. It's on Tuesday the 4th of March at 3pm at the Open Gate Brewery at St James's Gate in Dublin. The first 50 entries will be heading along, but you must be available at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday the 4th of March. So don't delay, get your entry in now. You can email events@offtheball.com. Tickets are free but limited, and make sure you're free on Tuesday the 4th of March at 3pm.
OTB GAA.
The Football Pod on Off The Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out #TheToughest for more.
Hello there, and you're very welcome along to this unlocked segment from the Football Pod member show. We're going to bring you a little bit of our interview with Offaly goalkeeper Paddy Dunnigan. I caught up with Paddy today at Shamrock's GAA Club in Mucklagh, County Offaly. You can catch the whole 30-minute chat in our Football Pod member show, where Paddy and James and myself also look at this weekend's round of fixtures, and we bring you our pod picks. You can get two episodes of the Football Pod every week by becoming a member. Just head over to offtheball.com/join to check it out. The bit we're going to bring you here is Paddy talking about the impact the new rules are having on the position of the goalkeeper. So the 12v11 debate, the ability out the field, and also the fact that our kickouts have to go beyond the 40-metre arc. So we get into all of that, and across our series this year, as we build our Football Pod 15, we should be bringing you insights from every position on the field. Have a listen, hope you enjoy, and we'll see you soon on the Football Pod.
I want to get to your story in a minute, because if I was to list out the amount of clubs and teams you played were between different codes or in different countries, we'd be here for a while. We might try and do it in a few minutes, but yeah. I want to get your take on the rules, because what we're trying to do here with the Football Pod 15 is build a team across the season, chatting to different players from different positions and different divisions and all around the country about how it's kind of impacting them. And you kind of caught the eye early doors, right? Because you're a goalkeeper who has played outfield, so you played in a Leinster under 21 final for Offaly against the Dubs as a centre forward. You played midfield for your club over the years.
Yeah.
I think it was when you first came in with Offaly, you've been playing a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
I think you played Ireland underage, played Athlone, Drogheda. Somebody gave you the nod to go on goals. Where did this come from?
Yeah, so 16, 17, 18, I was predominantly soccer. I was only sort of coming and going with the club, playing games here and there when I could, but it was all soccer. It was going to Athlone, played a full season with Athlone seniors, and then got signed by Drogheda. Went to college in DCU on a soccer scholarship, played with the college and stuff, and then had a tough year with Drogheda. Didn't play a lot of games. Sort of fell out of love with the game. Travelling around the country on the bench wasn't fun.
What age you at that?
Probably 19, maybe 20. And got the call from Billy Sheehan, who was involved with Stephen Wallace at the time, the Offaly management. And I don't know, just saw he's an interest in soccer. He's a big soccer man. Mm. And just said, would you try playing goals for Offaly? And I said I would, obviously, answer the call. And
so this is around 17, 18. Like, this is before, you know, the fly keeper has become a thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, like, my first game in goals ever was, I think, an O'Byrne Cup match against Wexford in Tullamore here. I'd never played in goals at my club or anything like that. And in fairness to Billy, he was worked a lot on when I ball dropped back and I got it, players were to get out of the way and I was to go. Like, he sort of envisioned this where keepers, there was no one able to mark the keeper, so you should have a bit of space, and we worked a lot on that. And yeah, it's just sort of got more practice at it, got better and better at it, more comfortable on it. And
you're one of the early converted, like we know Began and Morgan have done it. I know McGeaney would have played a forward in goals around that time, maybe around 14, 15 as well. And he's obviously had Rafferty doing it for quite a bit too. The stage that it's got to now, it's become a massive part of the debate with the 12v11. And it seems like it's a pretty important week as the Football Review Committee do their review after round 5 this weekend, where there might be changes. How do you feel about it? Like, because you're obviously well fit to play out the field as well, you know?
Yeah. Look, I think I hope it stays for the duration of the league and championship this year anyways. I think it'd be a bit of a mad call to switch it up. It's almost like a different sort of sport halfway through the league. Like, it's gonna it would really affect us with Offaly, I think, in particular. I think it adds to, we want to see attacking football, so getting an extra attacker up there just makes sense, creating an overlap, there's more scores as a result of it, there's more space. So if teams, and then look, I think it'll be interesting, like, if you look at the best keeper of all time, Cluxton, is he going to, are the Dubs not going to play him? Probably will play him, even though, so it's not every team has to do it. It'll be interesting to see what way teams, how it plays out. I think they have to give it time and let it play out, because people are very quick to make decisions and jump the gun a bit. So just like to see how it goes.
I'm of that mind. It's like, this is a year that we can trial these rules and to give it as much time as possible. Like, you know, Offaly have Paddy Dunican who can do this job out the field. Not everyone has a Shane Walsh who can kick two pointers kicking at the minute, or David Clifford is burying goals like he's burying at the minute. So I think it'd be interesting to see it develop across the season, because you said something there, not every team has to do it, but it feels like every team is to an extent trying to do it. Are you seeing that in Division 3, or are all the teams attempting to try a bit of this?
Yeah, and I can see the argument for it, because Fermanagh did it very well at the weekend.
Ross Bogue.
Yeah, he got on a lot of ball, and it was hard to get the ball back. It was sort of like chasing shadows. They were popping it over our heads, and he was very good at it, getting it, and sort of a pivot there and a playmaker either side. But I guess teams will adapt and have to maybe figure out a way to push on it, push out, and try and take the ball back, because it's but I think it's good, it's an exciting, again, I think there'll be a lot more of what we saw in the Down Roscommon game, where teams are caught out and there's goals scored as a result of keepers being out, and you'll learn very quick you can't do it. Like, I've been caught myself a couple of years ago with Shane O'Regan passing into an empty net from 30 yards. I was behind him, like, so you
can't be a nice feeling that.
And like, there's clips of it going around then, and there's people reminding you of it. So then you're sort of hesitant. So it'll be interesting to see. If you're caught out, you won't be as quick to go up the field. So it'll play out, like, it is naturally, like, it'll evolve.
Yeah, the risk is there. Like, you mentioned the Down Roscommon game, Kieran Murtagh from 45 yards. Ronan Jones scored a goal for Meath in Division 2 a week later from 50 yards with Gary O'Rourke caught out. Then Conor Carroll and Billy Hogan from Meath and Roscommon both were out the field, and goals kind of came off the, you know, them being out the field a week later as well. So, like, that's just in Division 2 alone. Does it make up for it when you sell a dummy this year against the rivals Leash and put a ball in the top corner? Like, that was an early statement that, you know, a player that can play out the field as a goalkeeper can make a difference.
Yeah.
That must have been nice, though.
That was nice, yeah. Look, you can see my reaction when it does go in. I'm just sort of laughing. Like,
you didn't pull out the Cole Palmer celebration, did you?
No. It was just more of a, I don't know who it was, maybe a Shearer. No, not Shearer, but who went? It was just sort of an airplane. I don't know.
We've got it, the Paddy Dunnigan. Yeah. Okay, the Drogba. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, look, it was great over in Leash to do it, but you sort of have to call teams bluff, like, because they're sort of like, you know, we'll let the keeper have it, and teams have said that, you know, when I get the ball, let him have it, so it just, you have to sort of do something or else they will just not mark you. So there was a gap there, I just saw it, and I just took off, and thankfully it went in. You could sort of see me looking to give it off. I wasn't sure, maybe I shouldn't. I'd never really gone that far in a game, but
it was a cracker. Yeah. I think you'd kicked 2 points in the first game as well and had an assist. You know, we've kind of seen this, the 12th man can have this impact. So, look, I would just like to see it. I don't know, is it the way the game should go for the next 5 years, but I would love to see it played for the next season. So we have a full year of data. Like, Jesus, like, we're looking out here now with the storm damage, as we mentioned. Every weekend has been, you know, the kickouts. And let's just get to the kickouts now as well, because that's a massive thing too.
Yeah.
You know, the stats came out last week. 80% of kickouts are going long.
Yeah.
I think 65% of them are contested. I have a question for you. Is it just the case that, you know, coaches and players are just like, right, just get the ball out there now? Can it be developed? Can running routes be developed? Can shorter kickouts be worked?
Simple answer is no, I don't think so.
Really?
I actually hate it. I hate the arc and trying to kick it out. Like, we played Fermanagh there the other day, and there was probably a yard between the arc and the sideline. So any decent team could just put three. Like, there's no space to go short. There's no space to, when there's 12 bodies, they can just park them all in the one sort of middle third, and it's just, there's no creating routes like, you know, the NFL, like you used to be able to do. So the skill in kickouts is just gone. And I don't think it adds to the spectacle. I know a lot of people do. If you watched our game Sunday, it was just put it down, kick it out, hope for the best, just lads. There's no real clean catches. It's just the breaks and left, right, going over the sideline. That's what people want to see. I don't know, but it's just really, like, I really hate that rule. Like, my first game was actually against Fermanagh as well. And I come from the soccer background, and short kickouts were on. It was back in the old rules, and the pressure I felt was just unbelievable. I'd never felt anything like, and I played in, as you said, international games and stuff, and the press that Fermanagh were putting on me, and I just tried to clip one out short, and I think I kicked it straight to Jamie Quigley, my first game for Offaly.
Oh, wrong man.
Hand passed it across and a goal, okay, and we lost the league game. So then I just put hours and hours and years of working on short kickouts and this trajectory and hitting the people on the run. It was such a skill, and it really separated the best from the rest. And I prided myself on, you know, retaining a lot of kickouts and getting the team on the attack. So now it's just gone, and I'd love to be able to still get them off short somehow, but the arc is just too big, it's too crowded, and I don't think it's going to be possible. If a team puts any half decent press on, it's not possible, I don't think.
That's interesting to hear that, because I'll be honest, I've been kind of saying, look, teams will work on it and they'll eventually get there, and you know, the best, like the inter-county keepers in the country will figure it out.
Yeah.
But hearing that is really interesting. Given the fact that we've got other changes already, so you got to keep three up and three back,
yeah.
You know, what, like, you know, if short kickouts are going out now, but there was more of an emphasis to press, you know, because previously what we were seeing was little dinky kickouts, teams waving the white flag and dropping back. And to me, that was an awful scourge in the game.
Yeah.
Do you know, a game would restart with a cornerback. It was a slow attack, slow build-up, and we had so much lateral play. And that was one of the issues, I think, was that you could just dink it out if a team conceded a kick-out. What do you think would work, do you think, now? Like, what would be good for the game?
Well, now that you have to keep three forwards up in that half, it'd be less inclined to drop off. So I think just go back to the old kick-outs. And again, there's more bodies in that, in the that half of the field, so it's just harder for us to get off. So teams have to work on their press, and then it'd be, if we could just go back to the shorter arc, because it's just too far. Like the 40 metre arc, trying to clip one out on a wet day or anything, it's too risky.
Yeah.
And the fact that the forward can cut in front, and our defenders just have to stand there and hope for the best. Like, so I would like to say go back to the old arc, I suppose. And as I said, it's a lot easier for teams to press the kick out now. So there's, you know, you just keep your three full fours in the position, it's going to be hard to get it out. So
there's been some suggestions to actually bring the kick out back, you know, further back, you know, to emphasise the kind of, like, get rid of the arc, forget about the arc for the kick out, but you've got to actually take it, and it has to go beyond a 21. So I don't know, there might be different ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to get.
But I thought it was such a skill. Like, Cluxton was just amazing to watch the kick outs and the dubs and how they would create space for McCarthy on their own, and he's zinging one out, like, and now we've just lost that, and it's too crowded now even to see. I don't think it's going to happen. So it's just a shame, because it was such a skill for keepers to have, and it's gone now.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out #thetoughest for more.